neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Just imagine somebody's a Talmid Chacham. That means he knows all the details and all the halachot about the negaim. So now all of a sudden, he gets out in the morning, and then he sees, oh, there's a spot on his skin. So Gemara says, he's not permitted to make a fatwa. You know what a fatwa is? Fatwa means he cannot make a verdict. Why? He cannot say, oh, this is this. This is because of the seven matter. No, but what's so big there to say, you know, oh, this is leprosy, this is baheret, this is sapachat.
Because of the knowledge of the Torah that he has, he cannot say it?
Yeah, he knows all his knowledgeable in, you know, all the halachot of Torah.
He's not the Kohen.
No, he's not the Kohen. Now we get to the Kohen. Yeah. He's just a regular Israel. So he says he knows all the halachot, he learned, he studied, you know, he knows. So the Gemara says that he cannot say that this is...
That's the Kohen job, that's what he cannot say.
Fine, but he can recognize it, he can recognize it. But the Gemara says he cannot recognize it. So now, the Kohen also, when he comes, he says in the Torah, when he comes and visit, he says, Kenega. He doesn't say this is a nega, he says Kenega. It seems like ke nega. It seems like
yeah, because the Kohen has to do the benefit of the doubt.
But here,
thinking is positive. That's why cannot think negative. So that's why the Kohen say nega. So you gotta close it.
But you delay the process. The sooner you tell him, you know.
That he announce it, then the guy is tameh. Everything is in contact.
Good. So he fine. Yeah, you're right. So he takes care of it and go through the process. Goes out, you know, 7 days, korbanot, and so on, and then it goes back home. Why not? Now, here is a very beautiful message, very, very powerful message, and that is, you listening? Forget about the mechanic now. John? So now here, Gemara explains a very beautiful thing, and that is, this is the first process of the purity. What does it mean? See, the question is why someone gives himself the right to speak negative about somebody. Where does it come from? What's the cause? What's the cause?
Jealousy.
He's jealous. He has gavah. What else?
He's
better than other people. And?
He thinks he's better than other people.
Yeah, he thinks he's better than other people. And other people. What else?
That's the worst.
So the main problem here is that he thinks this is the fact of the matter. That's the problem.
Should always have the benefit of the doubt for a Jewish person. He thinks this is the fact of the matter.
That's the way he says it. Right? So now here, the first process here is the one that sees the spot, he cannot make a verdict. Because that means he knows. He knows what's happening. Or the Kohen that comes, he says, Kenega. Oh, it's like it. What does it mean? That we're trying to teach him, don't think, oh, it's black and white. It's clear. So the Kohen, by checking, is teaching him, maybe you know, maybe it is. But you're not permitted just give fatwa. Right? That's it is. Because you don't know. We don't know. We don't know how he's acting like this. We don't know. We have no idea. We don't know, like, what's... Maybe we know. But he thinks we don't know, let's say. But we know. But what do we know? We know whatever that... We know. We think we know. But the fact of the matter could be many, many, you know, different reasoning behind it. You heard somebody came to his friend and he said, I found a counterfeit $10 bill. You heard the story? No? So he asked him, how do you know it's counterfeit? How do you know?
I printed myself maybe.
No, he says he has two zeros. Huh? He has $100 bills.
How was $100?
Yeah.
Where did you get this from?
You know what that is? You have $100 bill in your hand. This is a counterfeit $10 bill. And that's, you know, it happens to everybody. You know, the reason that he feels that he has to speak behind other people, say, this is what it is. It's a $10 counterfeit bill. But it's not so. It's a $100 bill. Go enjoy it. You know, be happy. But he can't. He can't. He's in such a pain you cannot imagine. Pain. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Don't ever, you know, say, this is it, you know. Kenega, it looks like it. It looks like it. Why? To teach him. Remember how he spoke about other people? Why he said, you know. You teach him, even the Kohen, that he knows exactly what it is, but still, it's not say, no, clearly, to give the verdict, you know, as it is. So we teach him, no. You have to learn to not, Chas v'Shalom, you know, look at the people as you know exactly what's behind the picture. That's not so. We don't know. Hashem is like, you know, to enjoy the $100 bill.
Koilani shamote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shamone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.